I mean, the music industry's gone through a really, really, really tough time for the last, well, it's going on nearly 10 years now, you know. But it's a very positive world as well, in a funny way, because there's a lot of really good stuff coming through that, even though the majors have struggled in the music industry in the last few years, I think people have found a way of how to make money, and, you know, new young people have come through and found new ways of making money. So we're celebrating that more than anything.
I think one of the things we're doing as well this year is looking for the next generation of talent. In the city has been particularly successful in the past at actually finding what were going to be the next new acts, new bands coming through into the industry. But we're also, as part of our theme this year, looking at the next generation of industry leaders. So one of the things we're going to be concentrating on as well as part of the programme is looking at the whole educational side. In other words, how do we foster this and develop this new talent? So Inner City is going to be at the forefront of that as well this year.
And one of the big differences from previous years is the move to the Piccadilly area. What's the thinking behind this, and what can we expect by the change?
I think it's just a little bit of fresh vibrancy. But a lot of the venues that we'll be using are in this area anyway, so I think for us it feels a little bit more like we're at the centre and the heart of everything.
And I think we wanted to also integrate with the development of certain parts of Manchester. You know, we're a well-known international brand that's based in Manchester. And one of the things we wanted to do was to move away from a traditional base at the other side of the city towards Piccadilly in the Northern Quarter. And as Yvette said, we're very close to our live venues. But by actually moving to four hotels instead of just holding it in one hotel, it's allowed us to create what I would call a campus feel. So really this year, people who will either be coming as delegates to Manchester, or who are attending as gig goers, or in fact actually the wider consumer market. I think 83,000 people a day pass through the Piccadilly corridor, and they will be passing through into the inner city music zone from during that week in October. So we believe it's reinforcing the brand for Piccadilly and for Manchester, but it's also just showing where inner city is going as a brand and as a company.
What do you see as inner city's biggest successes over the 19 years?
I think the biggest success of inner city has been its effectively establishing itself as the new music, premier new music brand. A lot of festivals, a lot of events come and go. They have one or two or three years where they're fairly successful because they're the new kid on the block. However, what Inner City has shown is actually staying power. And our success has been being able to use the assets that Inner City has as a brand and deploying those over a long period of time. We're coming up to our 20th anniversary next year. And that's going to be a huge celebration in Manchester. And our success is down to, I think, you know, from a consumer's point of view, the acts that we broke. From the industry's point of view, we're always relevant. We're always at the cutting edge of thought leadership, so we show the industry where things are going.
But also from a Manchester point of view as well, I mean, Inner City was originally set up as sort of, in the idea of the back of our heads was kind of the consolidation of the music industry. There's so much good music that came out of Manchester, we kind of didn't want it to be forgotten about. So it also, the industry works on sort of like an international level. So in the city works on an international level. So as a marketing tool for Manchester, it's absolutely superb. You know, the two things that Manchester's best known for internationally, if you talk to anyone, is football and music. You know, so a really good thing that we've been able to, I think, for the city and for us, is that this markets us to the rest of the world.
And so you mentioned how there's kind of two sides to Inner City, but at the same time it's a whole. Aside from the music industry side, how can the public and visitors to Manchester be part of Inner City?
Well, over the last couple of years we've developed the live festival side of things. Now you can buy a wristband. So a wristband's now £22. You can buy online or you can buy from HMV. I think physically as well,
yeah,
but I think we've encompassed it more. It used to be very cool, underground, just unsigned thing, was sort of the odd little thing coming through, you know. But now we've encompassed the festival side of things. We've actually got a larger act as well as your unsigned act, so we've got a whole range as well. I mean, the idea is hopefully it's people will come to Manchester, buy a wristband and stay for three nights and just hang out for three nights like we do, you know, and run around to all the gigs as fast as possible, to get as many as you possibly can to.